from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. If you're heading to Sacramento International Airport soon, heads up. Tomorrow, they are closing the parking lot right next to Terminal B. The plan is to build a much larger parking garage, adding 5,500 spaces. But for now, the loss of about 800 spots might be a strain on some travelers, especially during the busy holiday season. Cindy Nickel, the Director of Airports at Sacramento County, joins us today to talk about the various projects to manage the growing number of travelers at SMF. Cindy, it's great to see you.
Great. Thank you. And I just want to start by saying, Alan, I've heard you a good number of times on the radio. Glad to meet you in person. Also, I'm a big Vicky Gonzalez fan, so I wanted to give her a shout out.
I appreciate that. I think everyone is a great big Vicky Gonzalez fan, and she's listening right now, so she's definitely hearing that. So
great.
Thank you from all of us. So let's start off with the timely news. Tomorrow, October 1st, Sacramento International Airport will close the parking lot right by Terminal B. What's going on?
Yeah, so it's been decades since we built any close-in parking. And coming off of Terminal B, there's a elevated walkway to nowhere, and it has stairs and elevators to nowhere. Now it's going to be to a 5,500-space garage. It's going to be a little bit bigger than the existing garage, so that's going to be super convenient. But the footprint on which that's being built is going to displace, as you said, about 800 spaces. So we need to look long-term, and that's going to be a big boon for people. But for now, yeah, that one lot's going away.
So many people I know are now taking Uber or Lyft to the airport. That's, of course, if you have the means to be able to afford a rideshare. What can you tell me about the demand for a parking garage?
Yes. So a lot of folks who come to the airport are coming from very far away. We have basically a 7-county area that we serve with 3 million people in it. And for those folks, an Uber or Lyft is just not financially feasible. Plus, often people will have a friend or one of their family drop them off, which we encourage if you live close enough. But that can be a big ask, you know, if it's an hour and a half or so to get to the airport. So we also encourage people to take rideshare, other forms of rideshare, as well as the transit like SACRT or the Yolo bus. So look for alternatives. One other thing I'll mention that's an alternative to parking is we have moved the waiting area, the cell waiting area. So right now it's very convenient. Right when you get off of I-5, you can just park right there. We have 400 spaces there for people that are free. So you can wait there in your car, and then when your party comes, you can go pick them up.
I do want to get into this big project, but you did mention public transit. And
yes.
I'm curious what the airport's been doing to try to enhance public transportation. What are the discussions with regional transit and maybe other transit providers?
Yes. So just to speak to transit for a minute. So as you know, last fall, the voters did not vote to extend rail to the airport. So that form of transit is gone. But we do have a couple of, we've got all the different shuttles that come to the airport, et cetera. We're actually building a ground transportation center that's going to be for all of the shuttles and Ubers and Lyfts and everything right in between the existing garage and Terminal B. So it's going to be super convenient, obvious for people. You go one place and you can have your pick of all those different forms of transportation.
So no more confusing. I got off the plane and I'm trying to figure out where to walk to. There's going to be great signage and everything's going to be right there.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Yeah.
So back to the project,
please.
Which I'm very excited about. So the new garage is going to be built by a local woman-owned business, Auto Construction, and it's going to be beautiful. I told my staff I did not want an ugly garage, and it's going to be super, super lovely. We are not using any tax dollars to pay for it. None of the projects that we do at the airport are ever funded with local tax dollars. So that's all funded with the user fees that we generate and some things like the concourse and pedestrian walkway that we're also starting get some federal funding, but no local money, no local tax dollars.
Okay. And I know it's tough to plan these big projects out, but you are gearing for a busy holiday travel season. Why break ground now?
Yeah, you know, it has to do with really the timing of the projects as well as just the construction season. So we wanted to get a lot of that going. I did want to mention the garage in particular, we have a need for speed. So one of the things we've done is we've broken, so to speak, new ground with the county in that we're using a new project delivery method called design bid build, where you don't do the design, then bid it out, and then build it, which takes time. So it's all one package. So Otto will be doing all of that, the design and the construction, which will help speed things up.
So the idea being this is more seamless. You've got one company. You're not getting lagged down by bids. There's no real snafus in the beginning as long as you have trust in this woman-owned company.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly right. So we're super excited about this whole project.
For travelers who are planning to park at the airport during this construction, next few months and going forward, what do you want them to know?
Yeah, so, you know, my colleague just mentioned a great observation, which is when we're stressed for time, travel is not fun. When we have enough time, it is fun. So the one thing I would urge people, you know, it used to be that we said, get to the airport an hour and a half ahead of time. We're actually now urging people to come 2.5 hours ahead of time. Just if they're planning to park, that way, if you need to go to a remote lot and you're going to need to take a bus, then you have plenty of time. You won't be stressed. So it'll be more fun. One thing I want to do a little advertisement, if I might. So we have plenty of buses. We have plenty of parking. We'll never run out of parking. It's just it may not be where you're used to parking. But the challenge we have is we have a lot of vacancies with our bus drivers and our contractor, which is called LAZ. So we are in the process of advertising for drivers. And so if anyone out there who's listening is interested in being a driver at the airport, please contact LAZParking.com and sign up to be a bus driver.
Well, I appreciate that. I know that people are always out there looking for work, so that's great.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Cindy Nickel, the Director of Airports at Sacramento International Airport, about its plan to close the parking lot beside Terminal B to build a much larger parking garage, as well as other enhancements to the airport. So, Cindy, the construction of the garage is part of the airport's larger SMF Forward project. So I want to start with the vision for that project. What will travelers enjoy once this is all completed?
Sure. So there are a couple things. One is for a while we were in huge growth mode. So we were in double-digit growth for 7 years in a row before COVID hit. And actually, oddly, COVID was helpful and it gave us a little bit of a break. But we're out of everything. Obviously, parking. We are out of gates. The airlines are clamoring for more gates. We want to make the travel experience just much more seamless. So there are a lot of things that we're doing to do that. And one of them is we want to try to make the terminal campus walkable. So we're going to, not only are we bringing another garage into the terminal campus area, but we're also going to be building a consolidated rental car facility right in that area. Most of our rental car users are visitors, and most of our people who park are residents, but we want to serve all of our passengers in a convenient way, so make the entire campus walkable. So we're going to build a whole new consolidated rental car facility, which will look like another huge garage right south of the existing garage. So the vision is we want to be able to provide all the different kinds of facilities that people and our airlines want and also make it convenient.
So there's going to be a new walkway. There's going to be some bolstered food, right?
Yeah, thank you.
But I do want to ask because unfortunately we don't have too much more time.
Yeah.
People do get excited for what is going to be, but I know that when the construction's happening, people go, oh no, like what's going to happen? There's like always these notorious airports that seem like they're always under construction. So what can you tell me about the timeline and the disturbance to travelers just in our last minute and a half?
Sure. We're working hard to minimize the disruption for passengers. The parking will be the one that people will notice the most, given what they're used to. But, you know, we're going to be probably finishing the last project in early 2028, but it's the seventh of all of the projects that we have. So just one closing thing I would suggest is if you're coming to the airport and want to park, check our website, please, and plan on coming a lot earlier than you had expected. But you were mentioning one other thing I'd like to mention,
please.
Which is we will have a lot of new food and beverage concessions coming to the airport, including a lot of local brands. So it's going to be super fun. All of them will be changing over.
When can people look forward to that?
We're starting construction in the first quarter of next year, and we'll be finished by next fall.
And when does the overall SMF Forward plan end?
Oh, SMF Forward will probably be done by the first quarter or second quarter of 2028.
So just our final 30 seconds, what tips can you have for people that are doing some holiday travel?
Yeah, come early, come earlier, and check our website. But come enjoy it. We're going to have music in the terminals. It's going to be live music. It's going to be super fun.
Cindy, thank you very much for updating our listeners on your plans.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Alan.
Cindy Nickel is the Director of Airports for Sacramento County. We've been talking about the airport's plan to close the parking lot beside Terminal B and build a much larger parking garage, as well as other enhancements that are part of the SMF Forward project. Coming up next, Insight host Vicky Gonzalez speaks with Dr. Mark Galley, the state's Health and Human Services Secretary, who steered California through the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Galley is retiring. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.